It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health with Dr. Charles Keller this morning. We're going to visit Dr. Keller. Good morning, Dr. Keller.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hopefully, the rain and the wet spring and summer that we've had, we get some dry days here shortly.
I think all of us would appreciate that.
Well, thanks. Yes. Thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. We're going to get to know Dr. Keller here. First of all, how long have you been at Appleton Area Health, Dr. Keller?
I have been with Appleton Area Health since mid-April, so I guess about 14 months. And my home is in Des Moines, Iowa, and I come up and work usually for 2 weeks and pretty consistently day and night, and then I go back home and spend time with my family and come back up again.
All right. So, well, that's a little different, right?
Very, very different. But I tell you, it just has been fantastic for me.
What do you like about Appleton Area Health?
I've really enjoyed getting to know the patients. I like the variety of things I get to do. I work in the ER, in the clinic, in the hospital, in the nursing home. I like the team. I have to say we've got a really good team up there. And I get to do, I get to spend more time with patients than I have in a typical, urban or suburban practice where you're expected to just go, 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 go. Things certainly get busy, but I definitely get more time with patients than I have in the past. So, loving all of those things.
Good. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where your education, and what brought you to Appleton Area Health? Let's start with that.
Well, I actually don't live that far from where I grew up, and I think I was voted the least likely to ever stay in Iowa. I graduated from high school here in the Des Moines area and went to college at University of Iowa, and then I was just about everywhere. I was a whitewater rafting guide in Colorado. I did research in Vermont. I ran refugee camps in Africa and Sudan. I got a master's in Atlanta, Georgia, and then went to medical school in D.C., and that isn't even hitting all of it. And so I went to George Washington University. Had never been there before I interviewed and just loved it, and I'm grateful I got in there. And did my family medicine residency in North Carolina. And I got a postcard out of the blue for McFarland Clinic in Marshalltown. And I never thought I'd live here again. And I don't know what got me to check it out, but I went up there and loved the people. And so worked there for a number of years. And unfortunately got divorced and ex-wife moved away with the kids. So I moved to get closer, but found a wonderful woman on a blind date and got remarried. And she was from Iowa, and we moved back here in the Des Moines area. And so I did quite a few things in Des Moines. I've always done hospice work. I've worked inpatient and outpatient and urgent care. I was with Mercy, was actually their chief medical officer for a while. And that's how I met Dr. Vandeveer. And he was the one that brought me to Appleton. He's no longer there, but he was up there doing some consulting work with Greg, the president, and the physician at the time, for whatever reasons, was done and they needed help. And so he was helping out and asked if I'd check it out. And I went up and really just thought, oh, this looks fantastic. So it has worked out very well for me and my family, and I really hope it's worked out well for the folks in Appleton and the surrounding areas.
Okay. Before I went on the air, you were telling me about your children, and I found it interesting. Was it your oldest child? Talk about that a little bit. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, she's 25, and she is an aerospace engineer, is what I call her. Works at NASA and works with the space station. on its orbits and other stuff. And so when she was a little lady, about 5 or 6, she wanted to be an astronaut, and she had been born with some vision problems, nothing too severe. But I said, you know what, honey, that'd be great. When I was a kid, I wanted to do that, but I had to wear glasses, and I found out you couldn't. You had to have perfect vision. I don't know if that's still the case, you know, but if it isn't, go for it. If it is, we'll figure something else out. And she just looked at me and said, well, if I can't go into space, I will send stuff into space. And sure enough, that's what she's done.
Good for
and
her.
So, yeah, it is. And, you know, not everybody's life is like that, but this is... really worked out well for her, and she's working hard and loving her job, and it's wonderful to see your children finding their way. It's just, for me, one of the greatest joys in life.
That's right. And you have a couple other children, you said?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I got 3 daughters. Mia is 22 and in Wisconsin, and has been going to school part-time and doing some work and working on her own health, and really, she's just a beautiful young lady, and it's been neat to see her blossom. And then I've got a youngest one is 10, Gabrielle, and she is just a joy. Honestly, I love being a father to all my kids. She is just a wonderful young lady, big heart, entering 5th grade, really just thoughtful, smart. She and her mom do outreach with the homeless every month. She really just is an amazing kid, and so, you know, we thank God for all 3 of our kids, and I just do my best to be a parent and enjoy my time with them.
All right. You have any hobbies, Dr. Keller?
Well, one of them is having fun. I love just simple things. So, you know, with my youngest daughter, we play a lot of games, we do puzzles, we, you know, go out and explore, whatever. I like photography. I enjoy traveling. And one of the things this job has allowed me to do again is have a little bit of time to travel. I love simple stuff like stargazing, music, reading. I used to do a lot of crazy stuff like whitewater rafting and rock climbing and so forth, but had a few injuries, and it's a little bit harder to do that stuff. So. you know, you pay for it sometimes.
Right,
so,
right.
But those are the basics. And, you know, I got a wonderful wife who just wrote a book, and so it's been fun to support her as she does that too. So I just really try to pay attention to little stuff and find joy in what I'm doing, and I've learned what I like and what I don't like, and so I try to do less of what I don't like and more of what I do.
Right.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to talk about this morning as far as the subject matter goes, Dr. Keller?
I would love to talk about mental health, and in particular, joy and having fun. I think it's something that is easy to lose sight of, but it's vitally important. It's something I try to remember to bring up with my patients on a regular basis. It gives me some insights into who they are and where they find joy, and you know, but I think it's incredibly important. We had talked before about some of the friends we had lost to suicide, and that's the most extreme case, but sadly it's fairly common. But I think just, you know, finding a way to pay attention to and being intentional about this is really important for our well-being.
Yes, for our mental well-being. Find something you find joy in then, right?
Yes, yeah, and I think joy is a great word. Fun is a great word. I think you can have fun just about anywhere. I think part of it is your mindset, how you approach it. Certainly there's some things that have very little fun in it or no fun, but if you're looking for moments of joy, you're gonna find them. You know, you spend time around people who you enjoy. They're going to help you find these things. And, you know, there's some folks who want to go for a long walk or a drive or, you know, go off and, you know, target shooting or whatever. That may not be for you. You got to figure out what really does bring you joy and you don't necessarily have to spend any money doing it either.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, since COVID, the pandemic, I thought, you know, we've made some strides in talking about mental health. Would
yes.
you agree with that? But we have a long way to go yet.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree, and I'm glad there's progress being made, but it is still kind of a taboo subject, and there's a lot of stigma. And so, you know, I honestly tell people that I have dealt with depression off and on for decades, and, you know, medicine has a role, therapy has a role, but we have a role in this too. And, you know, trying to spend some time focusing on what improves your well-being and what doesn't, and just doing a little bit more of what improves you know, your well-being, and a little bit less of what doesn't, can make a huge difference. But I think the stigma, unfortunately, is still there, and I don't know any way to get over that other than just engaging people on it and not being judgmental, just kind of meeting them where they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
yeah.
just keep talking about it. Keep it out in the open there. And
yeah.
I think that's the main thing. And education is huge in it. And
it is. One of the things I loved a number of years ago, this was shortly after things started to calm down with COVID, was maybe it was popular before then, but, you know, it's okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. Because I think people feel this tremendous pressure to tell everybody they're okay. And you don't have to. You can choose who to share things with, but, you know, you don't have to paint this glossy picture if that's not where it is. I think that's really important. I do think keeping it out there in the conversation is just incredibly important, too. So I'm glad to see some of the progress we've made.
All right. Real good, Dr. Keller. Some good information there, and nice getting to know you. And people need to, how can they contact you, or just contact Appleton Area Health?
Yeah, just contact the clinic, and, you know, I have openings most days. I do, like I said, cover ER, hospital. I do some hospice work, so it's not like I'm in the clinic all day, but I'm glad to see you. And we got a really good team. So if they just call the clinic, 320-289-1580, they can make an appointment to see me or one of my partners, and we'd be glad to do it. And I was going to ask you, I don't know if you're not, probably not prepared for this, but when I think of joy, right, one of the things I like to ask people is, what is their favorite joke, at least something they can share on the air? And I've got one for you, but I don't
right.
know. Do you have a favorite joke?
Actually, Maynard, the morning guy always does a joke of the day about 10 after 7 here on Q92.
Uh-huh.
We do
okay.
a joke of the day, and it's pretty popular. People love it. So,
uh-huh.
And no, off the top of my head, I don't have a joke. What's your joke?
It's not fair because I didn't give you a warning, but this one is actually from my youngest daughter, and it's why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why?
Yeah, why? It was stuck in a crack.
Hey, we're going to use that for joking today tomorrow then.
I think that's, it's just so simple and lovely, and it is hilarious. So, yeah, all right.
That's it. Yep. Thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday with us this morning, Dr. Keller.
You are very welcome, and look forward to talking to you again.
All right, that's Dr. Charles Keller from Appleton Area Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.